And she is a seller of purple cloth. And if you read this text in the book of Acts, guess where she's from? Thyatira. This was a big city for, and a small community that produced, that made money, that profited off of purple clothing, purple cloth that was valued in so many different places. And to be able to sell, here was the issue. You needed to be a part of a trade guild. If you weren't a part of a trade guild, there was no hope in selling your product. There was no prosperity. There's no way to make money. Financial disaster was right around the corner. And if you weren't a part of the trade guild in a small community, people talked. They would say, Alexander, life really turned south for him. He's not a part of the trade guild anymore. And you walk down another part of the street, and a couple other people were saying, Alexander, boy, is he ever going to get it back? He's not. That was the measure of success if you were a part of the trade guilds. Here was the problem with the trade guilds for Christians. To be a part of them, you ate food that was sacrificed to idols. That's mentioned in our text. And that was a problem, but here was the real deal issue. During certain festivals, people that are part of the trade guilds practice all sorts of sexual immorality. It was an anything-go kind of venture. Again, if you join, here's the pressure. If you join these trade guilds, prosperity, wealth. You were doing well. You had connection. You were recognized in the community. But you compromised. However, if you were not a part of the trade guilds, and these many Christians were not, they were deemed poor. There was financial hardship. There was struggle. There was difficulty because they did not compromise. They held firm. I think what helps us to, there are certain things that all of us here in this room tonight would not compromise, I believe, when it comes to our faith and what it means to be a follower of Jesus. It's important for us to know what those things are and to write them down on paper. What helps us, and when we don't compromise, we can feel labeled or neglected or like we're not really a part of the basketball team or we're not really a part of the soccer team or really not a part of the community. We can be labeled for being that sort of person. It happens. But what can give us comfort when we practice not to compromise and we're thrown out, like these Christians were in Thyatira, is to know that God sees us. That can mean so much. When we were in Hawaii last week, we took a little journey to where King Kamehameha is buried, or assumed to be buried. It's in a valley on the north part of the island, they say. And King Kamehameha was this warrior king of the Hawaiians who united all the islands together in 1810, right around that time period, unlike any other king for the Hawaiians. And in this valley, there's no access, you see, and there is no one actually knows where the bones of King Kamehameha are. From what I understand from the tour guide, I believe everything that the tour guides say, by the way. You know, it's just like I'm just enraptured when I hear these stories. What the tour guide told us was that it gave great comfort to King Kamehameha to know that no human being would know where he was buried, but just to know that the stars in the sky knew where he was. It's a famous saying in Hawaii. Just to know the stars see you. We've got a better promise than that. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 28, it says, we have the morning star. That's Jesus. The morning star sees us. When we don't compromise and we're left out of the dark and people flag us or label us, how great it is to know that He sees us. He knows where we are. The early morning star is that one that is, maybe you've seen it at 5 a.m. in the morning. Anyone up at 5 a.m. in the morning? Take a look at that bright morning star, probably a little bit later than that even. But as the other stars are losing their brightness, as the moon is kind of fading away, that early morning star shines and sees everything. Just when you think no one's seeing you slobber on your pillow, no one can hear you're snoring, the bright morning star sees it all. Isn't it a scary thought to think that the star can see everything? But he loves you. He loves you. When no one else will. When you don't compromise and you're left alone all by yourself. How does he see us? I enjoy watching restoration shows on TV. Part of it's because I'm not very handy myself. But I was watching a particular show and it showed a picture of a house in the 1930s, and it just looked awful. The yard had not been cared for quite a few years. The window on the front porch had a crack through it. It looked like nobody was living inside, and the roof was absolutely dilapidated, falling apart. I saw it, and I thought, what a piece of junk. Let's move on to something else. But at that point, and you know how this goes on those restoration shows, they brought in an expert, and he saw something completely different. He saw a yard that had potential. He saw where a bush could grow. He saw how the roof could be adapted and a whole new room could be put together. You see, when we don't compromise and we're left on the side and we're flagged and we're labeled and we're made fun of and we're pushed out and we're not a part of the group like the Christians in Thyatira, the world may say that the world may not look at us. We may not have great value. But what this letter is telling us is that God sees us. He sees your brokenness. He sees your loneliness. And he values you greatly. So as you go home and put together a list, I'm not going to compromise on this. I'll compromise in this. Let just that thought, it doesn't matter what other people think. Just be thinking about how God sees you, how God loves you. That can relax us and sometimes make those tough, lonely decisions when the odds are against us, like it did for these Christians in Thyatira. Amen. We're going to close out our service with the prayer, beginning with the Annunciation, and that is found on page 8, I believe. You are invited to rise as you are able as we sing this part together. It is actually page 7.